Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 29, Problems and Attitude. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. Today's episode opens with a short parable about two men and a pearl of great value. The first man is working in the fields when he unexpectedly discovers this incredibly valuable pearl. He sells everything he owns to buy the land and secure the pearl. The second man searches his entire life for this same rare pearl. When he finally finds it, he too sells everything he has to acquire it. The lesson, as I hear it, it's simple, but it's demanding. You never know when or where you'll find what you most desire. But when you do, you must be willing to sacrifice fully to have it. That story sets the stage for the rest of the attitude, the rest of the episode. Earl then turns to attitude, and he makes the case that attitude alone can separate two otherwise identical businesses. Say, one business, it adopts an attitude of service, putting the customer first, looking for ways to add value and solve problems. The other adopts an attitude of scarcity, constantly worrying about saving a dollar, even if it ends up costing customers. Over time, the first more than likely succeeds, and the second more than likely struggles. The difference isn't talent or resources, it is mindset. From here, Earl reminds us of something that's easy to forget. Every problem contains an opportunity. That idea landed with me for two big reasons. First, when we reframe a problem as an opportunity, our mindset shifts from irritation and annoyance to curiosity and growth. We stop asking, why is this happening to me? And start asking, what can I do to learn from this? Second, if a problem exists for us, it likely exists for others as well. And if we can find a solution or even a meaningful improvement, we may be able to help many other people. That is how new opportunities are born. Earl then addresses a familiar hesitation. Now is not a good time. He's blunt about it. There is no mythical moment when all the stars align and conditions are perfect. That time doesn't exist. Now is the best time to begin. Start where you are. Stand where you stand. Use what you have. Waiting for perfection isn't just another form of avoidance. It is a problem. Another important reminder follows. We are never truly alone in our efforts. Including more people in a project expands possibility. Even when we are working on something that feels solitary, it rests on the accumulated work of countless others, the language we use, the tools we rely on, the knowledge we inherit. All of it comes from those who came before us. We move forward together, whether we notice it or not. Earl closes by summarizing an article that he read about people who have acquired great wealth. The article identified 4 common mindsets that these acquirers of wealth have. The first, they think money. They see financial opportunity everywhere and look for it in ways to capitalize on it regularly. Second, they respect money. They pay close attention to how it's spent and avoid frivolous waste. Third, they have little use of money. While building their wealth, they often live simply, focus on their larger goals. And fourth, finally, they have a collector's mindset. They accumulate money deliberately and part with it carefully, always looking to grow what they have. The conclusion is telling. Those who control great wealth do so by thinking about opportunity and acting consistently. Or as Earl never lets us forget, we become what we think about. So episode 29 leaves me with these reminders. Attitude shapes outcomes. Problems invite opportunity. There is no perfect moment to begin, only now. And what we focus on determines what we become.